more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. To describe June Eastvold as a spunky octogenarian and retired evangelical Lutheran church campus pastor only skims the surface of the woman. Today, Port Washington is her habitat, but Eastvold's life has taken her from Milwaukee to the Pacific Northwest. Social justice and activism followed her along the way. More recently, Eastvold spearheaded what she would describe as an environmental stewardship spiritual awakening event based in Port Washington. Now in its third year, the New Wind Folk School will kick off its latest three-day cycle this Friday. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bent sat down with Eastvold on her shaded deck earlier this week. You'll pick up on her sense of urgency immediately as she explains the upcoming event and the 18th century Danish roots of the folk school concept. But first, Eastvold wanted to know how much time she'd be given to tell the New Wind story.
How much airtime?
I think it'll end up being 12 minutes, maybe.
12 minutes. Ooh, there's a lot to put into my 12 minutes.
I know, but don't think
I'll try.
Just talk. No, just talk.
And then you'll
and
edit
I'll
out.
Edit.
Be
yeah.
sure you keep the best part.
Okay, so tell me about this year's. We're into the third cycle.
We're into the third cycle. And when this all started up about, well, it started up centuries ago, actually, but we're in this location. It was 3 years ago. And one of the main questions that started coming up is, what is a folk school? We don't understand that. That's an alien concept to us, you know. Is it for preschool, or do you get a certification? Or no, it's for enrichment. It's education for enrichment.
So this model exists, goes back, as you said, for a long,
into
long way.
Into the 1700s, yeah. N.F.S. Grundtvig. Oh, I love that. I love to say N.F.S. Grundtvig.
So people can look that up, because our listeners are so bright. But
no,
today, are you going to take us there? Okay.
Oh, I'm taking him. All right, so N.F.S. Grundtvig, complicated man, gorgeous man, so prophetic, way back in the 1700s, who identified we are part and parcel, species in a chain of a miracle, a marvelous, a cherished inheritance that comes to us to celebrate, to care for, to give back to. During the Civil Rights Movement, Pete Seeger and with Rosa Parks and with all these people that were in that movement got it all from the model of the Danish folk school tradition, based entirely on that concept of the holistic, interrelational, collective accountability, celebration, courage, and living the truth strong. And yet having a lot of fun. And they're all there in the community. The community. The community. The giving, not the competitive.
So that's what you're after. In the folk school here coming up is reinforcing, creating, expanding community.
Oh, absolutely. The concept was this, is this, and it's very simple, but we make it very complex and very difficult. Everybody's hysterical about the economy. There is no economy apart from Earth. And when we are wasteful and abusive and destructive, it's like humankind is committing its own genocide. It is at a counter energy. When we give back to the earth, when we honor and adore and love and respect the power, when you go through this state, for example, the abundance, the over generosity that is here, our economy is earth. The water, the soil, the beauty, the magnificent. We didn't, you know, close the book, slam the cannon shut, and say creation was over after 7 days. Oh, my, it's daily. The miracles, just, you know. And yet every day we're systematically going after the destruction of our economy by destroying Earth, which is our economy. We don't get it. Then we have this other notion that we are in command, able to improve, advance, and move into a better world, a better future, because we are superior to the chain that is nature. We think that we're original, that we're independent, and we're stuck in a lie. We keep repeating the lie. We keep believing the lie that keeps us from opening up a new reality that is truth, that we must tell, we must hear, we must recognize.
So is part of the point the belief that we as humans can control, we can handle, we can manage our environment, our world?
Yeah. That we are in the superior position. And we mix up this old adage that we are given dominion, domination, that we are something other than the natural chain of interdependent species. And then we begin to understand there comes a revelation, a discovery that we aren't at the top of the pyramid. That when we are wasteful or when the river runs dry, we turn to dust because we are nature. And what we do in our attitude and our use and our waste and our destruction is all catapulting us into death and destruction and the darkness.
Yes. So what can the folk school, what can that do to refocus?
You see, because it's for those who are seeking. They are the pilgrims. That's what we're calling it this year, the pilgrims. We had a controversy. I do listen to the steering community. They don't think I do, but we had not an argument, but a bit of a break in our, because for me, pilgrim is the ancient idea, you know, of going to the sacred ground, of the discipline of going to Mecca or going to Rome or going to some place where a saint healed somebody, and, you know, that this is a pilgrimage. I've been on many of these. I went from Paris to Santiago on the way, you know, to St. James. That was something, I'll tell you. Well, anyway, I've been on a lot of these pilgrimages things, and the group said, well, now, wait a minute, you don't have to have a sacred ground, and you don't have to go someplace. You know, we can take a pilgrimage down our own river. You know, there's a lot of people that go in search or are exploring or have a pilgrimage, you know? I don't know, you're going to mess it up. But if that's what you want to do, I mean, let's do it. Well, now I'm really excited about it. I really want to go on the pilgrimage and the river.
So what brought the transitional moment for you, the enlightenment that you are now excited about this idea?
Well, that I'm not the only one that's got something going here, and I ought to trust that people who have lived in these waters and been in this place and in this county and with the mentality that it's moving around here. It isn't really June's folk school here. We're opening it. We're exploring. We're discovering. We're on a pilgrimage. And then we have Orcutt, who's coming here with her book on climate change. She will put it there. In years and years of study with people in all of these fields that she has researched, she has brought into perspective, she'll say, this is where we are, this is where we need to be, and this is what we have to do. And then, of course, we have the poets, and we have the troubadours, we have the music. We have the singing of the Danish songs. We have the... There is no movement ever, ever that has been in our world that has not had its song. The song the people lift up and sing. I got a hammer. I'm hammering in the morning. We shall overcome. Hey, what about that hymn? What about that empowerment, that strength? So this is going way over 12 minutes.
It's okay. It's fabulous stuff. One could say, June, you have given your life to your ministry, to...
I would prefer to say my ministry has given me life.
Okay, taking that into account. You could sit here in your treehouse, write another book, invite people to come and visit, and just relax, but you're not about to do that.
Well, that's because if we are to break out of these desires that have been fed into us, that have been indoctrinated, if we have gotten over this, you know, as we said during the Depression years, give them two cars in the garage, let them eat cake, and I would add and give them a full season of tickets to the Brewers. Keep them happy.
So you think we've been lulled into just sort of relax and don't make a fuss?
Accepting, you know, we're not good people. We're sinful and we're unclean and we break the rules. And so I have one little thing I want to just throw in here. It was something came over the internet. Usually don't spend a lot of time on it. This is what the folk school is really hitting toward. It was a classroom, and the instructor was saying to the students, I want you to list the seven wonders of the world. So they were very busy making their list, judging, voting for what they considered. Well, there's Egypt's pyramids, Taj Mahal, the Great Canyon, the Panama Canal, the Empire State Building, St. Peter's Basilica, China's Great Wall. So they were going to vote, and if they all agreed, these were the seven great wonders of the world. And there was one student that was still not getting it together. She was kind of having trouble, and so the guy looked at her, and he said, are you having difficulty listing the... Yeah, there's so many of them. I don't know. I guess, well, what I got is the seven wonders of the world are to see... to hear, to touch, to feel, to laugh, to taste, to love. That's what the folk school is all about.
Retired Lutheran pastor June Eastvold is one of the guiding forces between the New Wind Folk School, which runs August 15th through the 17th in Ozaukee County. That means it starts on Friday. She spoke with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz. Incidentally, the Orcutt Eastvold mentioned is author Andrea Orcutt. She'll be discussing her book Restoring Earth, Community, and Soul at this year's rendition of the Folk School. There are more details at WUWM.com/Lake Effect.